Under the category of firsts, here's one that's not particularly well known, the appointment of this country's first Canadian-born black judge. It happened in 1979. His name, George Carter. He's from Toronto. His story is told in a documentary launching a film festival for Black History Month this weekend at the Royal Ontario Museum. The film is called The Making of a Judge. It was produced by George's daughter, actress, fashion consultant Linda Carter. It's her first film. She's with me in studio now. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you,
Congratulations.
Matt. Thank you very much.
Aside from the fact, and this is very difficult to separate, from the fact that you are his daughter, tell us a little bit about why you think the accomplishments of George Carter deserve to be wider known.
Well, I think that it was very important as, well, it's funny, coming up, being born and raised in this city, and always being the only black person in the building, it was very interesting when people would ask me, where are you from? I said, I'm from Toronto.
Yeah, but where are you from?
Where are you from? But where are your family from? They're from Toronto, too. Nobody would believe me. People had to understand, not just black people, white people, but people. I wanted people to know that black Canadians were here for a very long time. Hmm. And that my father, how hard he had to work, how hard times were for him, and for him to accomplish what he did. I wanted people to know that we made a point before.
But it's interesting in watching this film. I mean, yes, your family is from here,
yes,
but you go back and explore your roots. So you go back to Barbados.
Absolutely. Go back to Barbados.
And that's, again, a complimentary story, but it's one that helps inform the family history that's laid out in this film.
Yes, because also, once again, when I was growing up, people would always talk about home. Mm. They would always talk about home, whether it was Jamaica, Barbados, St. Kitts. They'd always talk about home. Home was where the roots came from. The roots really came from Africa, but were displaced into the islands, and that's where home was. So we had to have a basis there, and home was where the strength came from, the strength of being your own person, the strength of fitting in, the strength of education, particularly for Barbados. Barbados stresses education first.
Your father grew up in an era that is very different than the era we live in now. Mm-hmm. What were some of the things that he had to overcome, not to become a judge, but even just to become a lawyer?
Well, it was hard to get work. Dad always talks about the fact that when he was growing up, you never saw a person of color in an office building. You didn't see them in the bank. You didn't see them in any kind of buildings. I remember my grandmother used to always tell me that the Royal York, if you're black or Jewish, you couldn't work there. Mm. There are a lot of companies that you couldn't work at. That my mother was the first black person to work at Eaton's on the floor.
But your father, one of the things that comes out in the film is that he was never one to let the negativity around him keep him down.
Absolutely.
Which is a very strong belief to have in a time in which negativity is keeping you down.
Absolutely. I remember also in the film I talk about Dad used to write numquam, never, on his books, on his desk. He said he did it in pencil so he wouldn't deface the property. But he used to write numquam, which means never. Never give up. Keep going. And he had his father to thank for the fact that his father really stressed education because he didn't get a chance to have an education because he ended up having 14 children. So being the oldest of 14, you know, his father was very busy trying to support everybody.
Talks a lot about the ties between the city's black community and the Jewish community as
yes.
well. Tell us very briefly the story of Sidney Harris.
Ah, Sid Harris. My father actually ended up finishing his articling with Sid Harris. First, he was working with P.J. Spencer Pitt, which was the only black lawyer at the time in the city. Then he went on to work with Sidney Harris. Sidney Harris, being a Jewish lawyer, he finished his articling there, and he gave him an office there. And Sid Harris was actually going into partnership with another non-Jewish lawyer. Sid was Jewish. The other lawyer wasn't Jewish. And he looked into the office and he saw a black person there. It's my father. And he said to Sid, he says, well, you know, I don't know if you can have a colored boy working here. It might not be good for our clientele. And Sid said, really? That's what you think? Well, I don't think we can be partners then. And he did not work with him. And he ended up working with another Jewish lawyer. And Dad worked with Sid for many years after.
Your dad's 89?
He's 89, strong 89.
What does he make of the film?
That's very interesting. Well, you know, coming from the old guard, it's a film. I'm not a veterinarian. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a filmmaker. But, you know, I think he really does enjoy it. I think he is proud of the film. And he's a very modest person. I call him a reluctant Leo. Mm. Reluctant Leo. Like, he likes the idea, but at the same time, he's never – that's why I did it, because he never beat his own chest. He would never talk about his accomplishments. So somebody had to do it because he really did a lot.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Linda Carter, the producer of The Making of a Judge. The documentary tells the story of her father, George Carter, who in 1979 became this country's first Canadian-born black judge. The film screens this weekend at the Royal Ontario Museum, launching a Black History Month film festival. Details will be found on our website, cbc.ca/metromorning.